Minani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Ezrach, Ze Ezrach. The word Ezrach is Ezrach, includes everyone. Ha Ezrach Lahaitzi Sanashim. The extra hay is coming to Lafuke Nashim. Called, word called, the rabbi says, Ektan, who's got to be Marbektan. As they stay in the Raisa. So I'm Ramar. Ezrach Lahaitzi Sanashim, we're saying Ezrach is coming to exclude ladies, the member, the Ezrach Bein Nashim and Gavri Mashman, which would imply the word Ezrach itself includes everyone, except the hay is coming to be Mayim. So, fact the Gemara about Tanya, we learn Faked Gabim Kippur. Ha Ezrach, the Rabbis is a Nashim. The word Ezrach is going to include Nashim, Ha Ezrach, Yishachayos, Beinui, the Mechuyiv in the fast. Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashma. Must be Ezrach is Mashma men. So, we have a theory. Here we're saying Ezrach is Mashma everyone, and the word Hey, therefore coming to Lafuke Nashim. I mean, Kippur, we see Faked that the word Ezrach is Mashma Gavri, only men, and the word Hey is coming to Rabbis Nashim. So, what is it? So Rabba Hilchasan, and really these things are Hilchasos, they're not really learned that Ezrach, Basmachinu Rabbanan Akroi. Rabbanan just for the drasho, to put it for Asmachta, they connected to the Psukim of Ezrach, but really it's nothing to do with the Psukim. So by the Gemara, High Krah by Hilchasah. It's still unclear to us what's the Pasuk and what is the Hilchasah, meaning what does the word Ezrach really mean, and then what is the Hay coming to Mai? When it's unclear to us, is Ezrach men or ladies? Su Kro Lomeli, one need a psukim for, which is a question on both drushes, that why do we need a pasuk for any of these two things? Why? Hasuka mitzvah seishes my grandma, chom mitzvah seishes my grandma, nashab turis. Just housing the beginning yesterday in the bottom. That, in fact, the Gemara we know mitzvah seishes my grandma, nashim our potter. So therefore, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that Nashim are potter mitzvah sukkah? We don't need a limud for that. It's pasuk that they're potter. And fakir, we also don't need a pasuk for Yom Kippur Terchayiv. Midihudam Rav Nafka, Midihudam Rav Chetan Veishma Al Makro Isha Isha Hishva Hakasuv Isha Isha Chol and Shabbatayir. Which is really just a chazar from yesterday that tells us that men and women are included in every lav in the Torah. So we know that eating Yom Kippur is a lav. So if eating Yom Kippur is a lav, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that the Isha is mechuyiv not eating Yom Kippur. So I'm Rabbi. La'olam sukkah hilchasa. Really, sukkah is learned out of halacha that nashim are going to be potter. We need the pasuk. I would think without the hilchasa, teishu came to duru. The Torah says the famous drasha: you should sit in the sukkah came to duru like you live. And therefore, one would say, ma dira ish v'ishtoi. Just saying when the dira, there's a man and wife live together is normal. Af sukkah ish v'ishtoi. Also sukkah, you need ish v'ishtoi. Kamashma, you don't need it. Meaning, it seems Gemara seems to be saying that even if you say the nashim are potter, let's say just my grandma, whilst the man's chiyuv of ish v'ishtoi, she would have a chiyuv to go in the sukkah to mekayim the din of teishu came to duru. Kamash Mulan, and therefore we Machayim Nashim on their own. Kamash Mulan and Nashim are still going to be potter.
What happens if she's a widow or
she's
Garusha or she never got married?
Right, so but that would be, so like most Joshua's, we do it, but they're klal. Since there's the Indian of Ish v'Ishtai, can't they do it? Therefore, the Torah is Machayim Nashim always. We find it by many Joshua's and Svaras. We don't say we go on a case by case basis. Ladies are needed to be in the Sukkah to Machayim Teshu, can't they do it? Kamashman, they're not. So interestingly, on this, if you want to mind more, yeah, the whole day, the Magen Avraham, the Ramav, famously says, the reason why we don't sleep in a sukkah today is because the derech is asleep ish v'ishtoi, and there's no ishtoi, so therefore you're potter. And the Magen Avraham asked, the lechari of maskon, that's only the havmin of the Gemara. Havmin of the Gemara.
What? That, what? You don't sleep in the sukkah today because of what?
Because of ish v'ishtoi.
That means the Talmud does not matter. Since, that doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. The reason why you don't have the Ramah says the minig why we don't sleep in the sukkah is either because it's cold. People today are making sleeping in the sukkah.
On the mice, I sleep in the sukkah,
not just show
anyway.
Oh, yeah, and the Ramah is machadish, and one reason is also because the minig is that the person sleeps especially he's mitzar with his ishtar is not there.
The wife is mitzar.
The wife's mitzar and the man's mitzar. Vedas are mitzar. So what they ask, you can look it up, the nice Magen Avraham says that Maskana Sar Gemara says not that way. It's only the Havmin of the Gemara. Maskana, we don't hold that way. So Ayin Sham, there's a long Magen Avraham, Maksa Shekel. So Rav Amar, another reason why I would think Noshim are mechuyev in sukkah. Kasagla the minach, I would say, Yolev chamish osa michag matzis. I would learn a gzeir shava from matzis. Ma'alo halon by matzis, we all know Noshim chayavis, a special ribuy that Noshim mechuyev in matzah. Avkan Noshim chayavis, you say Noshim mechuyev in sukkah, kamash mulon. So Rav is saying that you'd think another reason why Noshim would be mechuyev. So therefore, we need a special hilchus to tell us that Noshim are not mechuyev. Rav, frankly, Gemara, Bahash da Amr, Sukkah, Hilchasa, that we know from Malacha Hashem Sinai, that Nashim are not Mechuy, even Sukkah. So, Kral Amali, why do we need the extra hay? Why do we need the hay at the end of the day? So, the Gemara, the Rabbis is a game. They include Gerim in the Chiv Sukkah. It says how Ezrach be Yisrael. Ezrach be Yisrael is mashma pure blooded Yidin and not lafuke geirim. So Am Rachman of Leis again and not geirim. Kamash Mulan that you need that geirim are mechuyev mitzvah sukkah.
So according to what you understand it, because they weren't in the midbar, that means if you descend from geirim from both sides going back five generations, you come to a point that happens.
I didn't say it's not in the midbar. It says be Yisrael. If I get the lush in
Israel. But let's say a ger, ben ger, ben ger, ben ger, is not an Ezra's
dog. It wouldn't be good. But it's not about, are you a ger right now? It's not from Ezra. Remember, that's why I stuck in. Taisa says, the Havim in a week is Ezra be Israel. Be Israel's mash means be, Ezra just means a citizen. It's an interesting word. That's a hard word to tie. Be Israel means, the extra word be Israel means he has to be a pure be Israel. Not because of the midbar. So Kamash won.
So the Gemara starts off with Amar Av and Ezra. Then the Gemara says Hamach and Moshe and Sinai, and the Gemara is going from Amar Av
and
Ezra.
Now, because it says it comes from the Shor. The Halach machine is going by Noshim.
Yeah.
But for Gerim, the Gemara is just saying the word Hey is kind of my.
We remind the Gerim from the same place that we were talking about Noshim before.
Right, and Konami. And Hayes come there, Buye.
So Nafim Yisrael.
I know, but the Havamina, why you think Ger is Potter, is because it says Be Yisrael. Fine. Zak Gemara Vaiti, Yoyim Kippurim. So the Gemara goes back to the question of Kippur. Why do you need a Pasek to tell us the ladies are Mechuyiv in Kippur? It's like any other Lav in the Torah, the ladies should be Mechuyiv. Zak Gemara Nain, Yoyim Kippurim, we do Rehudam Rav Nafka. So why do we need a pasuk to tell us ladies are mechuyev in Kippur? So to add inui, which we know that you're supposed to makabel in Kippur earlier in the day. So that's a mitzvah saseh. Early in the day, you're supposed to already stop eating and makabel the chamishi inuyim. So therefore, but the teisevus inui that only does not have a lav of karts. So when someone eats Arab and Kippur, let's say they forget the makabel, they eat all of the shkia, so then they don't get a lav of karts. So therefore, the Gemara says it only has the significance of a mitzvah aseh shezman grama because there's no einish, there's no punishment of lav or karts. So therefore, you'd say that doesn't have a shame of a lav. That's only equal to mitzvah aseh shezman grama, and Noshim would be potter. So Nachman Saga that the minhoy of a meat rachmana taisis inu mi einish umazara. There's no einish and there's no azara. Leinis chayvu Noshim klal. Ladies won't be mechuyev at all. Kamash malon, they are mechuyev. Meaning, even though it doesn't have the punishments of mitzvah aseh shezman of a lav. But at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah to refrain from something. It's a mitzvah not to eat, not to do something. So the Torah still treats it as a lav, and not like a mitzvah saseh. That's the way Rebbe Kaveger learns.
Oh, so now this Gemara is not going halacha Moshe Mesina. The Gemara is ending that sukkah. So how could they have the one hay is a ribuy, and one hay is as a meal? The Gemara didn't answer anything on that kasha now. Gemara said because halacha Moshe Mesina, and you really can't learn it out from the hay.
No, it's a ribuy.
You're learning out from the hay, and you're learning out one from ribuy and one from meal. So it's back to the original kasha.
Bro, it's a ribuy. They're not from our
ribuy. Yeah, so what do you do? So the ribuy is not from a mechuyah, but twice the sinu. So how do you
use
the hay from
my
Noshim from Sukkah?
Or not my Noshim from
Sukkah. Saying
from the Hilchasa. The hay was coming to my Geirim.
So
the word hay, the word...
My Geirim.
We're not my Geirim, we're Marv Geirim.
And then Marv Noshim.
No, so the end of the day, we're saying the word hays are always coming to Rabuye. And hay by Sukkah is Marv Geirim. The hay by Yom Kippur is Marv Noshim. The Hilchasa... Which the Gemara said to exclude Noshim is learned out of a Hilchasa. That's what he said.
So according to this, why are we washing chayim b'chayim b'Shabbos? We don't have a ribui.
We have the hay. The hay is the ribui too.
From Yom Kippur, how about chayim b'Shabbos?
I don't know.
But going to Al Gemara, you need a ribui.
I don't know what chayim b'Shabbos here. An Amar Mar, maybe a call the rabbis as a ketanim. We go back to the drasha that call is coming to include ketanim. In fact, the Gemara of Atanan, Noshiv Avadim ketanim to Rumna Sukkah. It says in the Mishnah, they're potters from Sukkah. So how could the Brisa say that ketanim are mechuyev in Sukkah? So the Gemara like, gosh, obvious answer, kam b'kadnish gi l'chinuch, kam b'kadnish lo gi l'chinuch. The kadnish gi l'chinuch, there were four mar behim in Sukkah. So the Gemara, kadnish gi l'chinuch mi d'rabbanon. Anyways, the whole concept of chinuch is only d'rabbanon. You don't need a pasuk of kol to include ketanim that v'chiv chinuch. So the Gemara, midrabbanon was tackled midrabbanon across machd ba'amhu. That the word kol over here is not a real ribui. The word kol is not coming from chayiv ketanim. We know ketanim are potter, except are only mechuyev in chinuch, which is only midrabbanon. It's just a smachd ba'amhu. The more continues. Kotnash ain't a tzarich le'imai. So we say which ketanim are mechuyev in chinuch? A katan that needs his mother. So heichi dami kotnash ain't a tzarich le'imai. A katan is too young. He doesn't need his mother. Amid the very biyane kol shenifte ve'ein imai mekan chasay. Anyone that he goes to the bathroom, he doesn't need his mother's assistance in the bathroom. That's already the shear of chinuch. Reb Shimon Aymer, kol shenir mishnasai, anyone that gets up from his sleep, ve'ene kari ima ima. He gets up in the night, he's not so scared, he doesn't call for his mother. That's already a shear of maturity. In fact, the Gemara, v'gdoilam nami karu, even big kids who are for sure mature, 10, 11, they call for their mother. It seems that was all, that and so it's not possible to say that if you call your mother, you're immature. So the Gemara, ela kol shenir ve'ene kari ima ima. The shear, so someone who wakes up, he does not repeatedly call his mother. I mean, you can say like this. If it caught everyone, a lot of young kids, they wake up, they call their mother. And that doesn't mean they're not mature. But if the kid that repeatedly calls his mother, he keeps on crying, and he keeps on screaming until the mother comes, that's a sign of immaturity. There's not roi l'chinuch. So the shear chinuch l'suk is a kid that gets up and calls his mother, but only once, and he waits patiently for her to come back. Which I saw brought down that the reason why that this is the shir chinuch for sukkah is because the kids sleep in the middle of the ikar mitzvah sukkah is asleep. The kid's sleeping in the sukkah, and the kid wakes up all night screaming for his mother. His mother's not there. It's brought down. Right? So therefore, the Chazal said the shir of maturity for sukkah is that someone can sit in the sukkah and is independent of the mother.
Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns even the daytime.
Right, that's
not, not just when he wakes up.
I'm saying, but
he wakes up. Every half hour he calls for her.
It doesn't say middle of the day. It just means Shane and Karcha. Lick Rice Velishna. He doesn't repeat.
Acha Tavila. Kalsha means 24 hours.
What do you say? Rashi says here.
So Rashi says,
I let the bent when he wakes up.
Shenayah. Not when he's awake.
Shenayah
is when he's awake.
Shenayah
is when he's awakened.
It's a verb. So let's continue. The Gemara says, Mais of Yalda Kalasai, that we're going back to the Shir Chinuch, that we're saying the Shir Chinuch is the child that wakes up doesn't call for his mother. And Veshamai adds to it and says that one time Veshamai's daughter-in-law gave birth and he made a roof for her, and he made a sukkah for this infant. So I've given Mais Lister, the Chayyar, the Mais is coming to be Saiser because we're saying that it's a different Shir. Until now we said the Shir was to have, the Shir Chinuch was calling for his mother. Here it's much less. So the Gemara Chasuri Mechzer, it's a mistake in the Mishnah. V'halchitani, v'shami machmer, v'maisenami, v'odah kalas v'shol shami azakin, v'pichas v'maziv v'sichach al-mito b'shvil ha-kot. Ein achanami. V'shami is coming to say that the shear is even less than katna nakar li'imai. Now, what's the reason for this? It comes out that Beishamai holds a child's born, an infant's born, right away, Yifta Machanech. Now, we never find the Shir Chinuch on infants. No Ramayisha. We never found this thing as a Shir Chinuch on an infant. A strange Zach. So, there's different reasons given. But one of the reasons is because, the easier reason I think they say is because the Ritva says, brings a few pshatim. One of them he says is because for the Tsar, for the parents, I believe he says, I have to look up again, the Tsar, the Teshu came to Duru, they had to have the child in the Sukkah, they have the child outside of the Sukkah would be too much. So I was teaching to do. He held that you have to bring a child in. Is that what he says?
He's saying that it's worse than the outside and inside.
It's not also the child's chiyuv. Yeah, I believe that's what it is. I saw it yesterday. But there's other reasons to say it could be yelled. There's a special ribui, I think the Pnei Yeshua says, a special ribui of kol to Yomar B'Ketanim, Veishamah held a certain special Indian of Chinuch over here, Pnei Yeshua says. But the Tvas says Tup Shatim. Either he says that there's this, like I'm saying here, that's Teshukhi Neduru, or he says, I think it's what he says. There's a few Pshatim given in the Ritva.
Why does a mother bring her kid to shul, to yeshiva, because al-tzruchim, he's going to learn, get used to it. So you have to say, you see that it's the din of chinuch, even the mother's not even chayim chinuch. And she still brings it.
I wouldn't say that's chinuch, but the story of the Tanaim, to bring the child to Beis Medrash and learn, that was her own creative thing, to hear the Torah's Beis Medrash. I don't think that was chinuch. Is it dim chinuch or is it dim? You know, you kid sleeps with the yarmulke. You know, people do this yadayim. The kid's little. That's not chinuch. No, it's tam nice hanhaga. It's not chinuch. We're talking about the dim chinuch of mitzvah. Okay, ein shom the ritvog is a few pshatim. Now you could mine over there. I think it's one of them. Zog the Mishnah. Kol shiras hayamim, all 7 days. Adam moises ukasik vayu beisei aroi. He makes his house aroi. Yodar gishamim meim asay mutal lefan. As everyone knows, when the rain comes down, when you leave the sukkah, mishatisach hamikafe. When the bean, the stew gets wet. Mashal.
No, what? It's too watered down.
Starts getting soggy.
That's watered down. That means if it's just a sprinkle, you can still on the sukkah.
Right, it's enough that the food gets already ruined, that it's already, you can't eat it. Or you don't want to eat it, normally don't eat it. Mashal l'madav adayme, what's the mashal when it rains? L'evet shabal libn zoi kais, the rabbi comes to pour or mix a kais for his rabbi. V'shaf l'kitin alpanim, and they spill the water on his face. Fine, so we get to see each thing as we go into the Gemara. So Gemara starts off. Tanu Rabban, Kol Shavas Hayamim, all 7 days. All the Moises Ukas Sikva Ubeis Aroi. The main thing is how should be the tafel and the sukkah should be the aroi. Ketzad, Hayilu Kelim Noim. He has nice Kelim, Malon Sukkah. He brings all his nice Kelim to the sukkah. Matzai is nice. He has nice sheets, nice beds, Malon Sukkah. Interesting thing, he says matayel means like he schmoozes in the sukkah. When he wants to greet people, he wants to relax and just talk to people, he should do it in the sukkah. Again, this is repeating the famous drasha. The word teshu is kein teduru. Now, what does that mean? So I think the Ritva says that teshu kein teduru, the reason how we know it means teduru, that teshu means to sit. Okay, what does it mean to live? So he says we had last week's parsha. The Ritva says that the reason why teshu came to duru is it's learned from the inyan. It's not a real drasha from the word teshu means came to duru. It just means to say that since the whole concept of sukkah is to be the 7 days, we make a drasha of teshu came to duru. But they bring down from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that the word vayrashtem yeshavtem, which we learn at Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean to sit in Eretz Yisrael, it means to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Yushalmi says the word teshu itself is mashma kein tedur. Okay, so yamitub shatim sam, it's nice thing to know what the drasha of teshu kein tedur is. What's the drasha? Either it's from the minyan of the pasuk, the Ritva, this other parak says, or because lashon teshu is mashma, living, like teshu, like Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Mikan Amru, Kol Shivas Yom and Moisa Adam Sukkah Sukkah Beis Aroi. Ketzah, Hayla Kelim Noi Malon Sukkah Matzais Noi Is Malon Sukkah. Your nice beds that you bring to the Sukkah. Oich Vashayis Pitav Sukkah. Umeshanin B'Sukkah. You learn in the Sukkah. So in fact, the Gemara Eini V'Amarava Mikro Masta Mevatal Lasi. You learn Mishnayis. You learn Chumash. You learn Mishnayis in the Sukkah. Aber Tenui Bar Mitav Lasa. But you learn Gemara outside of the Sukkah. So Zakti, why you learn outside of the sukkah? Because it's hard to mechavan of the sukkah. At the end of the day, you're in a sukkah, it's still cold, it's hot, it's not giving you the optimum frame of mind that you're able to learn. To learn, you need a 100% good frame of mind. Zakti, more logi kasha. Habi migris, habi uni. To learn, to chazer, and once to mind. To chazer, you don't need to have such a clear head, because you already got it already. You're just running through the halachas, so that you could learn in the sukkah. Mashenki, when it comes to ma'ayin, to learn something fresh, a hard sugyah, something, a new amu. Every day, you need to have a gansa klar cup, and that's why you should even do it outside of the sukkah. Ki ha, let's continue on top. Ki ha, the rabbi chama. Ki have a kamim and kamim avchista. Marati be gemara. When he was still learning with avchista, he's sechaz. He's ripped through the gemara quickly, but they had adi. V'hadar my name is svara. And then afterwards, you go through the svaras. So we see there's two types of learning. Today, call being, call pekis. The point is chazar and leichter azachin. You should learn in the sukkah. When you're coming to a frish azach, then it's easier to mechavin. You should learn it outside. outside of the sukkah.
It's not that he didn't ask for it, he wants to.